Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm on location, so if you're going to be watching on Twitch or YouTube or Twitter, wherever you get your show, you're going to see that I'm awfully dark. It's dark here. It's dark here in California still, and I'm outside. I'm outside the hotel, Lance.
Are you? Where?
We're staying in a hotel here for the next couple of days until we get our apartment ready. So we are at, I didn't want to wake my – we've got a hotel room, and I didn't want to wake her up. So I found a little place that had a plug here so I could plug in and I could actually do the show, and I'm sitting outside and it's cool out.
Bullied out of your room. You got bullied out of your room.
I did get bullied out of my room.
Yeah.
Remember when y'all said that
about me?
She said, oh, you can do it. Well, you got bullied out of your room by a guy who knocked on the door.
No, and it wasn't even my door, by the way.
I know it wasn't.
I thought it was, but it wasn't. I was keeping somebody awake, and you're doing the same thing.
No,
you said, oh, I don't want to wake Wendy up.
It's my wife.
So?
What are you talking about? You thought you were keeping some stranger.
Yeah, I thought I was being too loud.
Well, you got no. Well, my wife didn't knock on the door and threaten me like you thought you were threatened, so you ran.
No, I didn't think I was threatened.
Yeah, you kind of did.
No, I didn't. I was trying to be considerate, just the same way you are.
All I know is this: is that I'm considerate. I'm the best husband she's ever had. So this is
sensitive
this
lover.
This is just another example of how I'm the best person on the show.
So where are you? You're in the hotel.
I'm outside the hotel. Well, there's a little area to eat that they've got outside of the hotel. It's going to be packed in there at 6 o'clock. Everybody comes down for breakfast. So it's going to be packed in there. So I said, I better get outside before. And I don't want people listening to the show. We never want. Oh, look at that. They put some lights on. Turn some lights on for me. Thank you. I appreciate you. Anyway, so here we are. And we got the show going on for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I'm looking at winners and losers, Lance, for the trade deadline. Where do you think the Astros fit in? Winners or losers?
Losers!
He really is. Somebody put, oh, nice inspiration, Dana. You really inspired this team with that trade deadline.
Jazz Chisholm has like 12 home runs in 3 games with the Yankees. And then we added a Caleb yesterday.
I know. He's, oh my God, he's turned into Aaron Judge in New York. He hit another one yesterday. He had 2 the day before. And we got everybody says they overpaid. Every expert. I mean, it's just, maybe we overreacted a little. And some people say, and we've got to see. Because, you know what, it's great. You gave up some prospects. If they don't make the big leagues, then who cares, right? And if Kikuchi pitches pretty well for you, and they got another guy, another left-hander, that looks like he's got a live fastball, that they think they got good spin rate with, that they're, and immediately Joe Espada says, well, you know, we think we can fix him. Wait, that's the guy you got? The guy that you got to fix? This is what you got?
But this is never, like, I don't know. I just feel like this is, more times than not, the Astros do this. I understand that they've done the, Garrett Cole's off season, so we can't see Garrett Cole. But in season, they did do the Zach Greinke, which was a really big deal. And they did do the Justin Verlander twice. So, I mean, those are pretty big. Those are pretty monumental. You did have, who was your Italian first baseman? God dog it.
Trey. Mancini.
Mancini, yeah. You added a Mancini. The Mancini is kind of like Kikuchi.
At the time, it was okay, though.
But that's really what it was.
Was really struggling.
You don't see anyone trying to add him. I don't even know if he's in baseball anymore.
Well, that was another thing. That was another thing that everybody pointed out is the trade deadline losers. You had a chance. Vlad was there. Brent Hooker was there. You had a chance to go out and get some and bolster your lineup as well, which is something that you might have to do. Listen, I don't even. Do you know that Kyle Tucker's coming back? Do you know this?
Yeah.
There's guys that have fouled. No. There's examples of guys who have fouled balls off their shin and missed the rest of the season.
There are examples, but the Astros have never put that even out there. They're just saying it's going slower. We still have August. We still have September. Yeah, Kyle Tucker's going to be. I would say there's an 85% chance Kyle Tucker comes back. I think you do have to keep that 15% open due to what you said and why, you know, it's moving so slowly. But you can't do a Vlad Guerrero deal. That doesn't fall in line with what Jim Crane was never going to do that deal because.
Well, you didn't have enough left after the Kikuchi trade.
Well, even if you didn't do Kikuchi and you did that, and we know that they needed an arm, frankly, more than they needed a bat, that's just not one of the deals they do where they're going to end up paying that guy more than everyone else on their team. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So that wasn't a deal. I mean, this was always going to be a smaller name deal. They threw the we might get somebody big. We might. No, you weren't going to because you don't want to go against a tax threshold. So you were never going to do that. But I always expected them to make a deal, but the deal just seemed outside looking in, it seemed like a little bit much for the level of play. It'd be one thing if Kikuchi had a little better background. I mean, he's got some good stuff. That's fine. Yesterday, the Yankees traded you a pitcher. And Yankee fans said they did celebration like we got a human in return. It was if one of your rivals sends you a player in the middle of a playoff run. They don't seem to be very nervous about that.
They are not. You are not serious people. Uh-huh. I don't know. You know, Click was a little hesitant. Even Jeff Luneau was hesitant.
Sometimes you got to be hesitant if it's a bad deal.
Well, then they should. I don't know. They should have been more hesitant with Kiko. I mean, he keeps saying we bolstered the rotation. We'll see if they bolstered the rotation. Listen, they're really, really good at fixing guys. They're really, really good at it. So we've got to give them that credit. There's no question about that. But just by the numbers, unless you really, really do a hell of a job fixing that dude, then, you know, you just got an arm. That's all you got is a guy who can eat up some innings maybe. But eat up some innings when you're in the middle of a race, and if he's giving up at the same rate that he's doing, that he has been in his career – that is not bolstering the rotation. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see whether or not it is. And we'll see whether or not those guys. I'm just worried about Bloss. I'm afraid you.
I just turned it on. I see you outside. I see you outside there with your little background. Your background of your landscaping that's out there.
You finally caught up to technology.
Yeah, I did. Wow, this is crazy. This is weird. I'm actually on Twitter. You guys can watch the show on Twitter
feed, so you won't. It won't be any delay.
Oh, is there no delay? There's a little bit of a delay.
I'm seeing you in real time. If Dell will send you a link or something,
I've got it. I'll open it up, Joe George. But I'm telling the listeners, you guys can watch the show on Twitter as well. That's something that just popped up early in the week. So every single day, if you want to watch the show, you can watch it on Twitter. You can just search our page, or for me, it just pops up in the right hand side.
So I'm getting really sick of Michael A. Taylor. Man, oh man, oh man.
Did we go bleeping each other's bleeps a little too soon, John, with your little prediction? Because you know we're at July 31st and the Astros are one game out.
No, that doesn't matter. I said they would be in first before the end of July. I didn't say they would be in first.
I'm going to have to go to the judge on this, Dell. Dell, what do you recall being said?
I said they would be first before the end of July.
June 14th. What do you recall being said?
You know, much like a lot of things John does, there's a back and forth. He has said at times by the end. He has said at times before. He has left himself wiggle room.
Mm.
If we want
no,
to
be, I said by on. The,
judge.
End of don't July.
Don't, hold on. Interrupt, don't the interrupt the judge. Don't interrupt we'll be held the in contempt.
Judge. Don't interrupt the judge because
the judge is a. Is a
oh, now the judge is. Oh,
watch
here
yourself.
We go.
Watch yourself. Because of his.
Did you hold his mic in contempt?
I could always drop him out. In fact, I could disinvite him from the stream as well. Because of his ability to allow himself some wiggle room, he is correct. They were in first place before the end of July. I mean, but he has said it in different ways.
Yeah.
That is not wiggle room.
Yes, it is. I'm giving it to you. You win. Oh, you win.
Because you create multiple scenarios for yourself.
To be honest, I don't remember the exact date he said what he said.
Is it possible?
But he has said it in different ways.
Is it possible that John has also jinxed by taking victory laps, jinxed the Texans as they will now not be in first place, Your Honor, at the Astros at the end of the month?
Actually, I couldn't have been more humble. As smart as I am and how stupid you two are, I couldn't have been more humble.
What an empty victory that it is.
And I haven't even bragged about it. I've been so – everybody was like,
you shouldn't brag about it.
You should – yes, I should brag that I knew that our team was much better than you two gave him credit. Lance was going to trade Kyle Tucker.
I was going to trade for a small pitcher.
He was going to trade Fromber.
You said it's impossible.
He wanted a bolster of the so Sugarland would win a title.
Well, you're better.
Okay, that's what he wanted.
I said what exactly
Corpus
what happened.
Christi.
I said
we need a
exactly
title
what
for the Hooks.
You probably I said have. Exactly what
if
happened.
If you traded Kyle
Your
Tucker,
Honor.
Would you got players who actually play? That might have helped. But beyond that, I mean,
he loves players who don't play.
Yeah, John loves Burrow, Stingley,
Tucker.
Kyle Tucker. He loves players who don't
the
actually make it on the field.
The less you play, the more he likes you.
Loves them. Loves them that way. He's right. But you know why you can't really brag? Because, yeah, they might be better than we thought. But
they're about to get swept by the Pirates.
They're like 3-6 in their last 9.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It's still July.
The greatest
team
in the history of Astros
baseball. They're not
baseball
a good baseball team.
Would never get swept by the Pirates.
Baloney.
They're not a good baseball team.
In 17, they got swept by the crappy White Sox. I think they got swept in 22
That wasn't
by
the Astros'
Sox.
Best team.
All right.
This is their greatest team.
The greatest team would never get swept by
because
that.
Because of the injuries. You two are so.
Well, injuries happen. You should have foreseen that coming.
This is going to be the biggest celebration. It'll be the biggest. It's going to be the greatest celebration. Okay. There's never going to be a bigger celebration over a team. This is the best team that we've ever seen. Mm. Okay. And you two are going to eat crow.
What this Astros team is going to be, but it's an empty win for John. This team isn't good. I mean, he was right. Credit to him. But at the end of the day, we hate the trade deadline.
That's a squirrel in a nut. That's all that was.
And the only reason this happened is because
Seattle
stunk. And all of a sudden, Seattle starts winning games, and now look what happens. The Astros are right back
sure
to where they were.
I'm not sure if you guys know that's in the equation, the other teams in the division.
Here we
not
go.
Sure
here we go.
I'm still
Somebody
waiting to see if it's
does,
the
though.
Most wins ever for the greatest team ever.
Yeah.
Kikuchi is going to lead this greatest team ever run.
That's right.
And then here comes Caleb Williams or Caleb McElhaney or whatever.
Listen.
Ferguson.
Nothing like Kikuchi in the morning. Let's go, baby.
That's
Let's
oh,
go.
Unnecessary. He doesn't pitch in the morning. Baseball doesn't get played in the morning.
Well,
I don't get your reference.
It's morning right now.
Yeah, but
it's
he isn't.
Morning right
but
now.
He doesn't play
okay,
then.
Thrilled to Kikuchi.
Stay in your room if you're about that life.
Oh, I've got my wife is sleeping. She's got to work today.
So what are you talking about?
Hey, listen, I just got to have her making sure she just keeps bringing
money. Hey, is she
going
to keep that same energy when you're trying to sleep at night, going to bed and sleep at 9 o'clock? Is she going to keep that same be quiet for John energy?
So she wants to go. We're going to Nora Jones on Sunday at the Greek Theater here.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, we got some stories to tell now.
Okay.
Okay. When we come back. 7:13.
Right.
John's life is about to change drastically. And I'm kind of, if I want to just say something that sounds super douchey, like you hear on Twitter, I'm here for it. We are going to have a lot more content with you out there. I don't think there's, I realized yesterday, this is all new stuff, but I could have never imagined this magical door opening.
No, I couldn't either. I can tell you that. I can tell you this. I imagine in my bookie world, I'm on my bookie. I've been on my bookie for years. Love my bookie. You'll love my bookie as well. All you need to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Oh, did you know the women were going to win? That's right. They won.
The last play or driver. I don't really understand how that works since they got tackled like six times.
Yeah.
But then they won on the last drive of the
game.
Well,
I was talking about Simone Biles. But
oh,
that's
I thought
different.
You were going to talk about the
Simone Biles isn't on the rugby team.
No, yeah, the rugby team.
The rugby team.
They're
won.
The upset, John. That was you could have made a huge killing. Upset.
Are we still doing a live? What are we doing?
Oh,
yes.
Well, you could have won underdog.
MyBookie.
No, they were an underdog play.
No,
you could have won
but
huge
we're not,
money.
We're not doing that.
MyBookie.ag, promo code
bet975.
You got to get on so that you can win, and you knew about it. All you need to do is go to mybookie.ag, and you are going to play, win, and get paid. You can listen. They've got everything you could possibly want when you're talking about get out early on parlays, cash out early. You got quick payments when you want to get paid. It's all great. My son-in-law's killing it on MyBookie. It's unbelievable. I'm like, wow, he's going to be able to put the baby through college. It's going to be awesome. What you need to do is get on like he does and make money. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yes, so how about Simone and the gymnast? Nice job. That's Houston, baby. Houston with the
Simone
win.
Simone was great.
Yeah, that was awesome. Simone was great.
She had a great floor. I mean,
Dell,
from what I know about
back
floor.
Now? Dell, you taking it back now? Okay, you were. Oh, you,
she didn't get the spinsies.
Take what? It's the twisties. Take what back?
You're going to take it back? All your rhetoric about her before the Olympics started.
I simply asked her.
She's a national treasure.
I simply asked her to perform up to her standard.
And she did.
Is that a problem?
No. How about no? You were denigrating her.
No,
before
I didn't.
It started.
No.
Yeah.
I simply
Dell's
said,
holding accountable.
Much like I did to George Springer, and you saw how he turned around later in his Astros career. I did the same thing. I said, hey. Simone Biles, you are a legend. You are great, but you haven't won anything more than a bronze in the Olympics since 2016. Pick it up. Pick it up.
This is my point about Joe Burrow. This is my talk about my point about Stingley. This is my point about Kyle Tucker.
Guys who don't play?
They don't play, and then all of a sudden, champions.
No, Simone Biles
went out there and tried. They're champions. Okay, Simone
hit
the twisties. She didn't follow ball
up
her chin.
He got a championship.
She was a champion, but she couldn't perform last Olympics because she was injured.
And all
with twisties.
And I simply said I would like my champions to be champions again.
And now she is.
And now she is.
And now
all,
she is.
And all credit to her.
And
just
case
like Kyle
closed.
Tucker will be.
Well,
case
we'll
closed. And then were the one telling us Kyle Tucker might be out.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm not.
You
sure
just said.
Which
are
one
we
is
sure
it?
He's coming back? Okay. Yeah. What are you doing here?
Kyle McCullers may never get back. We don't know. Okay. No idea.
McCullers,
have you seen him?
McCullers got a mention again yesterday for whatever reason. People are still asking questions about him. And, yeah, maybe September.
He said, they said September at the earliest.
Yeah.
He hasn't thrown this year.
Exactly.
Dana Brown said he hasn't thrown this year. At the earliest would be September. We know that means he's not coming back at all. But I don't know why Dana, I think he did that just to keep, he thought maybe he'd keep people off of Lance McCullers' back. It's going to be seven regular season starts in 3 years by the end of this year. That is just astonishing. And I know Lance McCullers is more frustrated than any of us, but at the same time, I just don't know how you can, like, I just don't even know
well, even
how
if he
you
does come back in September, you know, Dana said he's going to the bullpen, right?
How's he going to come back when he hasn't thrown this year? Look how long Justin Verlander worked off the mound yesterday. Oh, Dell, we've got sound of that. We can play it later. I sent it to Dell yesterday. But Justin Verlander threw like 20 to 25 pitches off the mound yesterday. And that's where he is. That's still a long way away.
Yeah. Even if he does come back, I mean, it's just.
You're talking about McCullers now, right?
McCullers now, yeah.
He's not. I mean, we're basically at August now. The Astros aren't in first place. And so we're at August and August, September. I mean, how? How's he going to be ready in a month? It's not even 6 weeks. It's not happening. It's not happening. Lance McCullers is going to miss this year again. This is. I don't know what you do with him. I don't know what you do with the contract. I don't know that Lance McCullers, I mean, I guess he's going to keep getting the bag, but how do you even it may just be time to retire. Like, I don't know. This is just a tremendous. This is a 3-year run of injuries, and before that, you had a run of injuries. So, you know, you missed. I mean, God, you have missed so much baseball.
So tomorrow night, the Texans play for the first time.
Yeah.
In the Hall of Fame.
We really haven't talked about it enough.
Andre Johnson. We've got to get to the sound of D'Amico talking about Andre. But Andre was at the ballpark last night, right? Andre Johnson night at the
Andre
ballpark.
Johnson was Andre Johnson was up in the booth and spoke for a little bit and said that he didn't want to play. He didn't want to be drafted by the Texans at first because he saw the video of David Carr getting sacked with no offensive line that ESPN did. Mm-hmm. And he said he immediately didn't want to go there. And then once he was drafted, he said he relished the opportunity to change that narrative and to change the perception of the Texans. Because let's face it, it was just the second year of the Texans. See, Andre was in the second season of the Texans' existence when he was drafted. But you had Cal McNair up in the booth with a hat backwards, which I just thought somebody told him to do this. Never would Cal McNair, the owner of a football team, go up in a booth with an Astros hat backwards. Just like that wouldn't happen. And I started thinking, did he turn it around because he was putting headphones on? And I realized it really doesn't matter. You could have your headphones on with, you know, with a hat the regular
like
way.
This? You mean like I've got
just
on
like
right
you've
now.
Got it on. Yeah. And then 50 Cent was there as well. Since he lives in Houston, very quietly lives in Houston now, and he's friends with Andre Johnson, so he was there yesterday. So, yeah, it was a lot of people there to see the Astros get pummeled by the Pirates.
Yeah, it was a bad night. Aren't you, when you're dedicating a game to a Hall of Famer, aren't you supposed to win it? Aren't you supposed to actually
up? But kind of it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Andre was a great player who played on some not great teams.
You know, I kind of like the I like the resurgence of Cal. I like that we don't think that he's the worst owner in the league anymore. I like that, you know, it's actually, you know, he throws up the H and it's kind of funny and all that stuff. But, boy, is he leaning into it.
Oh, man, there's a stylist involved. It's either Hannah or a stylist.
I mean,
it's either a 26-year-old stylist
with
or
the suit on.
No, he's leaning too hard. That was too try hard. Yesterday.
That was
like jarring where I realized, okay, who's trying this hard with Cal? Because you're right. They're just telling him how to dress. They're like, hey, put this 713 chain on. Hey, Cal, take this picture right here.
Put some bling on.
Yeah. Do this. Do this with your hands. Do this like a Longhorns, but now turn it around. Make sure the horns are kind of just straight up and not out. Yeah. Do like that. Yes.
What I wonder what Bob would think about this. I don't know. He'd be happier with him now than he was when Deshaun left. It was the low point, and listen, it turned out to be okay but just the incompetence with the Cullies, with the Easterbys, with the O'Briens, all of the incompetence that was going on in that front office and that ownership. Now it just seems like, you know what? You get a coach, you get a quarterback, you get a GM, and all of a sudden you're a competent owner. But I don't know. You know, does Robert Kraft wear his hat backwards with a suit on? I don't know.
Wait, are you going Colin Coward? I know what you're saying. It just sounds Colin Coward where he's got a hat backwards. But there was something off-putting about it last night on a broadcast because it's such a try-hard move. Like, an owner in an NFL team in a suit, and you go up there, and it's like somebody said, here, put this hat on, flip it around backwards. There,
cool.
Let's keep
You're
your
cool
brand.
Now.
It was like they're trying too hard on the Cal brand. That's the whole majesty of it all is that
the
here's
majesty.
Cal. Yes, it's
Man.
Majesty. The majesty of
it
all.
Like with
the
Burger
pageantry
King,
of it
with
all.
The Burger King crown
he does
on
have a crown, yes.
He's always going to be Burger King crown guy as much as he wants to be throwing up the H guy. That's in his background. Caldor's in his background.
Oh,
but,
whoa. Did we bring that to actual air when we say we don't?
Yes, didn't we?
That's not a thing we talk about on air.
We don't do that on air?
I don't really think
so. We might have.
Well, I've got reaction from – I have a from-the-grave reaction from Bob McNair if he saw what was happening to his boy.
Look at the mask of my boy.
That wasn't Bob. Was it Bob McNair?
Ghosts sound different. You never know what their personality is going to be. Look how they massacred my boy. I don't know. I mean, I don't know who's behind it. Is it Hannah? Is it a PR team? I don't know.
It's smart in general. Just yesterday felt like, oh, boy. It felt so, so try hard yesterday in the booth. Like, oh, this is how hard we're trying. We're doing it with a suit. At an Andre Johnson thing, we're going hat back. Not even Astros hat regular might have been a regular.
Yeah, they handed him a hat before he walked into the booth.
I don't know.
Fine. I'd have been like, okay, he's wearing an Astros hat. But was that an Astros hat or a Texans hat backwards?
I don't know.
Because that would mean he brought that hat with the plan to wear it backwards on the broadcast.
I don't know. I just – I'm okay. I think they're smart for redoing Cal as, you know, taking away the – train conductor stuff and the Tommy Boy stuff and getting it more towards it. Cal loves it. He loves being loved by the city of Houston. People have I've never seen a 180 done. Do you remember that, John, in the history of this city?
No.
A 180 on a player, a coach, anybody? I never remember it because it was really, 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 really bad. Sell the team. You're competent. You're this, that, and the other.
Kareem Jackson had a nice 180.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
And now it's like, that's my owner right there. Yeah, but a lot of it has to do with, you know, Hannah. But,
the contrast when the two of them are standing next to each other, it just is, it's like
who are you talking? Well, what do you mean?
When Hannah and Cal are standing next to each other doing an interview, it's just jarring. Just jarring.
No more jarring than a CBS comedy in the aughts.
Well, right. He's the king of Queens.
Yeah.
Okay. He's the king. He's the king of Texans. I mean,
king of the 713.
And to make and let's make it clear, we're saying this based on him wearing a hat backwards in a broadcast. Well, so it sounds like a little bit of an overreaction.
We've got a lifetime. Of Cal. There are other. We got 24 years of Cal now. To go back on.
Yeah, dude, I guess. I was there out every of the mix day for a lot of it.
And Cal was walking with Bob and never, ever,
I don't
ever
know
said
why
a
that
word.
Noise needs to get missed.
Never. It was just.
There was
thoughts then of how is he going to take over this?
I would just tell his stylist, it can be both. You can be Cal, the owner, who is more buttoned up, like at the owner's meetings, where he's got his suit's on, mm-hmm. he's probably not going to be as hardcore leaning into the pinky ring and the chain and a pit bull on chain that he's holding back. or you can also do your Cal throwing up the H. Like, you can do both. You don't have to try to say, oh, no, quick, put this hat on backwards. We don't want you to be seen with a jacket on, with a suit on.
Right. Just regular
people
Cal.
Have to remember
don't go back to that Cal.
Yeah, don't do that Cal. Remember, you've what are you doing, Cal? Why are you wearing a suit? Quick, put this hat on backwards and put a pinky ring on.
Oh, Cal. He's not Timmy. Oh, Timmy.
No, well, we may have.
I don't like where this is going.
Dana Timmy Papura Brown right now is what we may be dealing with.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean.
Oh, my God.
We got to see.
Don't denigrate. Oh, my God.
Which one is he insulting there?
He's insulting Dana Brown there.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out.
The guy who's in charge.
Tim Papura is the biggest insult because he wasn't a good GM.
The greatest Astros season ever, okay?
How often have you felt great this season about the Astros?
I felt great. Oh, when they went in first place, I felt great about
them. Did you feel great the last couple nights?
The last couple days haven't been great.
Yeah.
Not per
se. The whole season hasn't been feeling great about the team.
Well, just watch. The last three.
Oh, wait
a
minute.
Left.
I've got a comp. Was the Astros run getting, you know, coming back from 10 games back and taking a lead? Was that the Jalen Green month of March?
We'll find out.
We'll see if they're the Jalen. They're the Jalen Astros. We'll see. We'll see the rest of the way. No, this is a better stop already. Stop.
Jalen Green Although was one of the I best players in basketball for a month.
I certainly would have liked to have bolstered the pitching staff with more than a 4.75 and maybe gotten a first baseman. That might have been nice, but oh well. We'll see. It's going to make this season even greater. It's going to make it even greater, Dell.
Yeah, I don't like the nickname Dana O'Brien either.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about HRP. Whoever says that should, you know what? You got a problem. You got a problem with HR. Okay, you start talking like that. You start talking reckless. Who's ever talking reckless at work? You got a problem. Okay, and HRP is your problem. HRP is going to be able to handle stuff, incidents that you will have at work, and if you don't handle them right. Let's say that someone is being harassed or there's some kind of overtone in your office. You know what? You're too close to the situation. Let HR&P, who's objective, come and take care of situations like that. And they can help you, because if you don't take care of it right, guess what? You got a problem. You got a real problem. So here's the deal. HR is awfully important. Don't put less importance on it. It's HR. Payroll is awfully important. Doing it right. Getting the taxes right. Getting the Affordable Care Act right. All of these things are awfully important. How much are you spending on that as opposed to what you would spend with HR&P? So if you're looking for a great way to get that payroll to your people and that HR to your people, we love our company. You're going to love them as well. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's talk some Texans, okay? Let's get the meat and bones here. The Bears say nobody's playing. No, none of the starters are playing. And, when asked about it, D'Amico said, well, we'll see Thursday, whatever. He can't play, right? We're not playing anybody, right? We can't do that, right? We're not doing that. Right? Am I right or am I right?
Well, yeah, he's... Are you playing it, Dell?
Yeah.
He didn't know.
No, he's asking you.
I'm asking what? You.
Well, the question was asked of...
But he's asking you.
Oh, well, I thought you were going right to the sound since D'Amico, the actual guy, answered it. Well, to that question of if everyone is going to play or not, no, we're not going to play everyone, because I think he said they have basically an extra game, and so they're going to be very careful with it, and... A lot of it's going to be mostly, he said in the when he was asked that question, it's mostly going to be the young guys.
Yeah, the Bears said it as well. And you know what? It's just a game. It's a weekend. It's a celebration. It's a celebration of the Hall of Famers and whatnot. And you got to go to it. The guys don't want to be there. I mean, and you don't risk any starters. You just don't. So that's just smart football. Don't do anything stupid. Don't not get anybody hurt. That's the least that place. I could see it, you know, doing some guys playing in some preseason. At most, what do you think? CJ gets two series, maybe goes into the second quarter and win in the second and last game, maybe?
I don't think he goes that far anymore.
No?
No, I think he gets, well, maybe, yeah, two series. Yeah, actually, I could see two series.
I don't want him out there. Do you?
I don't actually care, to be honest with you.
No, I do care, because I don't want him hurt.
Well, I don't care if he plays, is what I meant to say. I mean, I typically do, but at this point, whatever. You know, Paul Gallant came back with, yesterday, he came back from camp with really ugly things to say about the offensive line, that he's been going out to practices and CJ's been sacked like 30 times. He said it's been a disaster for the offensive line.
That's terrible.
That's not ideal.
Well, is Blake Fisher still there at every game? Are we?
Yeah.
I
don't know if Tunsil's holding in or what. Tunsil's not been out there at practice. The hold-in thing is a huge pain in the ass when these guys get big deals. Trent Williams is holding
he's
in.
He's not in the last year of his deal.
So,
what are you?
No, well, I don't know why he's not practicing. I don't know. This is kind of Laramie. I mean,
well,
it is what it is.
D'Amico's not—he's not worried about it. He'll be there. You know what? Maybe this is just the Tunsil saying, you know, I don't really need all this. You know, you want me healthy? Do you want me out there for the regular season? You know, Tunsil ain't afraid to sit now. He had a hangnail that taped him out for like 12 games mm-hmm. 1 year here. I mean, so. Tunsil ain't afraid to say, for who, for what? Practice, for who, for what? I'm going to be fine. Don't worry about me on the left side, because I'm going to be fine. And I'm okay with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather the dude didn't wear himself out. And in this heat.
Wear himself out?
Wear himself out in this heat. They He's a big guy.
They can modify snaps. He doesn't have to play every snap.
John, but wear himself out.
How about we just
nothing.
Get a couple snaps in with your unit? I always heard offensive line, there's a unit.
Iron sharpens iron.
buy.
Well, he and Kenyon Green have a history together. Don't worry. We don't have to worry about it. Okay.
A history of what?
Well, you know, giving up some sacks by watching Kenyon give up some sacks.
Tunsil's like, I've got a history of false starts. Don't put all that sack stuff on me.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay?
Don't put
he
Kenyon
don't give
Green
up sacks now.
One
Kenyon
season
gives
of
up
play this, on me.
Watching Kenyon while he's taking care of his guy, watching Kenyon give up a sack or three.
So you've got a bunch of hold-ins around the league now. Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams with the 49ers. Now Matthew Judon is doing that, even though he just got a contract 2 years ago.
But that's ugly, too, boy. Yeah. He came out, and they've had some on the
Judon's
field.
Judon's an a-hole. He came after me about my draft write-up years later, saying I called him trash.
Oh, it's a personal thing for you.
Yeah, I didn't call him trash. Yeah. He's the temper pur now of pass rushers. he came after me for no reason. And, like, what? And I literally copied and pasted exactly what I said. I said, This is calling you trash and that you'd never be any good in the NFL. And people were like, my own family doesn't speak well of as nicely of me as Lance does of you in this write-up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's another chip on the shoulder guy, and he's decided he's going to he's a fight with media guy, fight with management guy. It's who he is. But I don't think we have that. I haven't heard that with Laremy Tunsil yet. I don't know. I guess we're just going to rest. And maybe it's because you get the extra week. And you know what? Maybe it is because of the extra week. I mean, Laremy Tunsil's not a 32-year-old tackle. You know that, right? I mean, I guess he's not young anymore. He was drafted in 16. How old is Laremy now?
What's he, 30?
Yeah, he's getting there. Right there. Hey, he's 29. Do 29-year-olds need to get a whole lot of rest?
He's always been
rest at 27. Yeah. What do you? Yeah. It's not a 29-year-old thing.
He's like, dude, I'm gonna take care of myself. Okay.
You look how he even forget his fits on Instagram. The fit as a player, he dresses like a wide receiver would dress. Pants above the knee. Mm-hmm. I mean, the pants are shorter than most offensive linemen have them. He's got even an athlete's face mask. He is doing what wide receivers do. Big-time wide receivers do in camp. Eh, ain't going to do very much.
Somewhere in his background, I guarantee he was a basketball player.
Does Laremy Tunsil have a merce that matches his shoes?
Oh, no, 100%.
Well, I wasn't going there. I'm just saying.
Well, he does, though.
I'm just saying he has an aesthetic, even on the field, that suggests, you know, if I wasn't 315 pounds, I'd play wide receiver. I'm going to act like a wide receiver.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's got that in him. There's no question.
He's a really good football player, but I mean, fashion is
I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Just look at his – holy crap. Just look at his entire Instagram is basically a fashion show.
He could dress in Costco-branded gear as far as his actual clothes are concerned, but just watch how he dresses as a football player.
I never thought about that. I haven't really paid attention to that.
That is athlete – wide receiver type swag, how he dresses, even just fine. On the field, which I is like cool, his. Which is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he doesn't bring a merce on the field.
I don't think that's allowed.
Okay,
unless it's in Texan blue and red, then maybe it will be allowed. He can use that as a hand warmer.
Here is D'Amico talking about Andre Johnson night last night at the ballpark. Andre Johnson going to be honored, going to be going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. Texans are in the game because of Andre Johnson, and Houston. He is so awesome. I didn't see him because I asked him to put on the game, and they gave me the Pirates broadcast last night. But I wish I'd have seen him because people said he was very engaging last night in the booth.
You could have watched the Houston broadcast, John.
I know. I wish I had, but I don't control the bar TVs.
You could have in your room.
At Buffalo Wild Wings. Oh, I know. But we wanted to go out. We were at Buffalo Wild Wings.
We're on your computer.
I know that. No, and I can't on the computer yet. I got to get that adapter.
No, you don't. Check my email.
I got to download that, yeah.
No, you don't have to download anything. It's literally just a link on your computer.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I shouldn't be talking about this on the air.
No, you shouldn't. You probably shouldn't because you will get arrested. So, here is D'Amico talking about Andre Johnson and his career.
Being a rookie coming in, watching Andre work, I've never seen anyone work like him on any team I've been on. It's just the guy showed up every single day. He was the hardest worker. He was our best player. When your best player is your hardest worker, right? What example is that setting for the younger guys, right? It was a great example for me, being a young player and watching the way he worked, watching the way he went about his business. I always tell a story, like, me practicing playing with Andre for 6 years, I can count on one hand how many times I've seen him drop a football. Right, he was a very, very special player. And, you know, I go back. I always remember the Washington games, like overtime game, fourth quarter. Everybody knows the ball is going to Andre. They know it. We know it. They got like three guys on him. He still goes up and make the play for us to win the game. Just an outstanding player. The best I've seen. You good?
Now,
that, now I would take.
Well, he wasn't there for Andre's rookie year.
There was a lot of drops.
There were a lot of drops. But after that, Andre became
drops were always the thing for Andre. So that's not
later in his career he didn't drop nearly the balls.
Nearly the balls, but he still was up there in drops. That was always a thing for him, but that's fine.
He also made unbelievable catches.
Yeah, he made a ton of plays, and that's the main thing.
That play that he's talking about, was it there was a Vikings game where he went up and he was upside down in the end zone? Was that it? Or was that the Redskins?
No. It was the Washington game where towards the end of the game, Schaub just threw it up. I want to say on a fourth down.
Yeah.
Andre just big boyed whoever was guarding him. I think it may have been a double team. I think it was a safety and a corner. He just went up, big boyed him, and won the game.
Yeah. I seem to remember a Vikings play, too, where he made it unbelievable.
Probably did. Yeah. I was so happy Dre got in the Hall of Fame. There was a two-year run where Andre Johnson was considered the best wide receiver in football. Now, you'll notice Larry Fitzgerald may have had it for a year. Of course, Megatron had it for a little bit. But you have that. That's funny because who's the best wide receiver in football? If I asked you last year, you would have said Justin Jefferson. If I ask you this year, I don't know who you'd say. It does change quite frequently. You may have said Cooper Kupp 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it changes. CeeDee Lamb could end up being considered the best wide receiver in football. AJ Brown 2 years ago was really terrific.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins at one point I thought was maybe the best wide receiver in football. Tyreek has an argument. Like, it changes frequently. And Dre had that title for a couple of years. He just never. The only thing missing was, you know, winning at the highest level and the touchdown count, which in this kind of offense, in the zone scheme, outside zone scheme offense, when you run the ball at least as much as the Texans did, you got inside the red zone a lot, and it's harder for a wide receiver in the red zone. There's just not as much room to run routes, so it gets a whole lot tougher.
I think this is the best time that I can remember watching the NFL. It's the best time for wide receivers.
Yeah, I don't even know that it's close, man.
No.
Mike Evans
is considered your 10th, that dude has how many straight 1,000-yard seasons?
Unbelievably consistent. 11 straight 1,000-yard seasons?
Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer. That guy's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer.
When it's all said and done, Mike Evans is a Hall of Famer.
And a fighting Texas Aggie. Texas A&M Aggie.
That never, ever leave him.
I noticed you didn't mention that.
No, when you say Mike Evans, it means Aggie. Okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 10 years he's played in the NFL, 10 years 1,000-yard receiving.
Wow.
I mean, just astonishing numbers. Oh!
Thank you.
There it is. John, are you allowed to
these horns off?
Are you allowed to sway?
I am swaying. Can I go? Can I give the
what?
Those milkmen, can I do that thing they do with their hands?
You didn't go to school there. You really can't.
I can't do that. Can I say whoop?
I don't know, actually. I'm not sure what their rules are.
Can you crip walk if you're not a crip? No.
I would advise
against
it.
Can you do whoop and all that stuff if you're not an Aggie?
Well, actually, crip walking, people do it.
I know, but they're not supposed to.
It happens.
You're not supposed to do horns down either.
Well, who says who? The SEC allows you to do it. As long as you don't do it right in someone's face, you can do it.
So I'm doing it right now. Horns down, baby. Horns down, because we're talking Aggies.
And we're at the Aggie Station. I'm going to be back this year once again.
We are. And hopefully, we'll get a little elk goat going. Let's go. Let's go, Mike. Don't be like that, otherwise we're going to crush you every week.
Well, okay. That's an incentive.
We're going to crush you every week.
Let's break it here. 713-780-3776. Let's get some calls in here. What you guys want to talk about next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. pretty cool the way we have it set up. If you haven't seen, if you're not on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter, it's neat. Nice job by Joe and AD getting this thing set up. Really cool. And Sam, she played a part in it as well. So this is great. We appreciate y'all watching. And Twitter, is it? What are the numbers like on Twitter? We're getting it. That was ridiculous what we got the last couple of days.
Yeah, and it keeps count of people watching. It's as far as you. I don't know if it's unique views, but just people have tuned in, whether it be in the morning or at night. I know it's far outpacing what we normally do on YouTube and Twitch. So people are taking to the Twitter. Yeah, you can look. You can find us if you follow us. You can just click on our avatar at the top, and you click on it, the live video will come up. Also, if you don't follow us, just go there and click on it as well. I mean, but we always tweet out the link when we're live. I think it's an automatic thing at this point that people can see it if they follow us.
Also, Houston Restaurant Weeks start tomorrow. You have got to make an appointment. I think it's Brennan's. Like, Brennan's. You can't get a reservation. You better go now and get a reservation.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to go and get a reservation. Make sure that you can go whenever that date is or whatever, and because it's just packed every day this month. It's just packed. So you get unbelievable deals at places that you could normally not eat at. You got $55, I think, is the biggest a dinner, the most you can spend on a dinner. And it's the menu is improved by Houston Restaurant Weeks. So it's got to be a great, great deal for the people, and a portion goes to the Houston Food Bank, which is awesome. So get on over to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and see all the restaurants that are involved, and make your reservation for one of 400 restaurants in the area. Great stuff. Robert is here. Wants to talk about Cal. Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. As long as you guys have me on hold, I sat here and listened to y'all, the fashion police. If Cal isn't acting like... If he hasn't acted like Dan Snyder or Jerry Jones, you dress how you want to, brother. and another thing, as long as Laramie isn't dressing like this Wolfer coming into camp in overalls and no shirt, you know what? I'm all
good. Ooh, I don't know about
you
that.
You do you.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I don't know, I kind of like that the overall.
True. Listen.
That was a guy who went to work now.
Listen, and he's right in a way. Do your job. Who cares what you look like, okay? Cannon never cared what Cal looked like, right?
I don't know if that's the case.
Does Wendy care what you look like?
Absolutely.
Then Hannah cares what Cal looks like.
Well, maybe.
I think she's styling him right now, honestly.
We don't know who's his stylist. But he's absolutely changed things. Listen, he hired a good general manager. He hired a good coach. And they got the quarterback. That's all we care about. He's right. You're right in a way, Robert. I got you there. The Vince Wilfork look, I'd much rather Laramie had his culottes on, if you want to know the truth. Okay? That's a much, much better look than Vince with his overalls and no shirt on.
Just Vince going to work.
Yeah.
He ain't trying to be drippy. Vince isn't drippy.
Well, I know. But
it is,
you know,
leather. By the
is.
Way, they're leather culottes, too. Just put some respect on them.
I don't know.
We can talk about... He's not trying to be drippy, but you wear overalls with no shirt. You want to be seen. You want people to notice you. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same thing.
It's just different. It's the same thing, though. No grown man walks into work with overalls and no shirt on unless he wants to be seen.
Yeah, like, except you're a little different in your entertainment choices. Larry, the electrician or cable guy, whatever it is.
Possibly, sure.
Yeah. That's the no tee, no shirt, and overall guy.
You know,
Laramie Tunsil ain't about that life.
You know, Mac Hollins, journeyman wide receiver. I don't know where he is now. The videos of him, he just walking around with no shirt, no
Mac
shoes on.
Is a different dude now. He goes barefoot everywhere. Yeah. They make him wear shoes.
He has to wear shoes in certain
spots.
But
he is a free spirit.
He walks into camp with no shoes and like coming in from his car to the facility. He's got no shoes on, just walking around.
He said, shoes are a tool. He said, does anyone walk around with a hammer in their hand, just walking around with some tool? He goes, your feet are what do the work. The shoes are just a tool for it. And so he walks around barefoot, And now there are guys around the facility doing that as well. And, yeah, I mean, Mac Hollins is just a very, very free spirit guy. The same type of attitude helps him to be a maniac on special teams. But, I don't really, like, I'm interested in seeing some players play. I'd like to see Kamari Laster play in this game coming up tomorrow. I am curious to see who plays and who doesn't. Like, are we keeping all the starters out or any of the starters playing or what's that going to look like? So I'm a little bit curious.
Well, Lasseter's a starter, but you know what? He should play.
Well, he's a rookie. Yeah, I'd like to see him get some reps.
Yeah.
And then if he gets hurt, we'll all freak out.
Right. I mean, you know, Caleb Bullock has got to play. He, you know, put all the rookies out there. Blake Fisher, get on out there. Let's go. The rookies need to be out there. You know what? Those guys may be playing a role. You never know who's going to get injured during the season. You never know, you know, who's not going to play well, and those guys got to step up and play. As rookies, even if they're going to be contributors in the regular season, they need to play in this game. You only got so many guys. You only got so many guys. 713-780-3776. You got any comments about anything? You're more than welcome. Let's catch up on breaks here. Because we were a little bit behind because those guys just keep on gabbing and not stopping. 713-780-3776. We're 1 hour in. Got a couple to go. Let's go.